I stay or should I go? I think I still got the time. Forget to call. Well, the waiting's fine. Don't wait on me. I'll be your man.
Stay or should I go? See, I don't know. Just looking for a stone to throw. I may be posing, but I'm chosen to rhyme. The time you're making, well, I'm taking my time. That's fine. You got your day straight, setting all your play dates. I'll be rocking 8 states, hate stuff I can't explain. So every night I look inside to find the right to fight the fight. No, we ain't inside, but that's a rock, cause I just might have appetite.
Well, I say time flies when you sit around and play. Yeah, you think you can make it on a dime, not be late. It's the same damn thing every day. Oh, don't wait on me, I'll be your enemy.
Burning River Ramblers, Don't Wait on Me. Before that, you heard from Exit Cleveland, Monster and Me, Concordia, Ghost of You, and we started off the set with Attack Cat and Remarkable. And in studio with us right now,
yo,
the Burning River Ramblers. Welcome, guys.
What's going on?
Thanks for having us.
It's good to finally have you guys in studio. Connor, I've been talking with you for almost 2 years now, I think,
yeah,
off and on, and haven't had you in yet, so... Yeah. Welcome to the studio.
We're waiting for the right moment in time. This is the perfect moment.
You've got a CD coming out soon,
yes,
so that's as good a time as any. But before we get too far, introduce yourselves.
I'm Dave. I play keys.
My name is Zach. I play guitar and a little bit of vocals.
I'm Connor. I do vocals and rhythm guitar.
And I'm Chris, the bass player, man in the back.
and you guys are missing one.
We're missing Jesse Catania, who's actually Zach's brother. And Dave also forgot to mention he's also our producer for this album that we have coming out for Colorful. Co-producer.
Okay. It was actually a father-son family business party, but we'll get to that later.
Family business party?
All of those things and more.
That sounds like so many bad things going on at once.
Depends how you read into it. It is rock and roll.
Okay. So how did you guys end up together as a band? And how long have you guys all been together?
All in bits and pieces, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of added one at a time.
First, Chris Rush and I had a little band called the Tripsies way back in the day. I think it was our senior year of high school. Then we went down to Ohio University and met Jesse Catania, who's not here, but he delivered us a pizza. And he walked in the door and saw a drum kit in the corner. And he was like, hey, you guys want to jam? We're like, yeah, we're looking for a drummer for our new band, you know, that we're trying to start down here. And, you know, we play with him, and that's how it, you know, really started. That's how the Burning River Ramblers really started. And then he's like, hey, I got a brother who plays guitar. you know, so that was perfect. And he actually came and learned all of our songs right before a show that we had to play that
night.
Like
an hour ahead of time.
And we were like right when he did that, we were like, he's in.
And,
he,
and right before doing the first album, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing, too. And then Dave Young, we actually, he produced like two of our songs on that. Yeah,
so. Yeah, I was a student also at OU, but I was a recording major. So it just so happened that when we were in the studio, there was a little bit of a spark. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, at a bar show, these guys are like, hey, we need your keys. And I actually think that's what the question was.
We need you.
So with that pizza that got delivered,
yeah.
If he played for the entire time and then you guys added him to the band, did you leave him a tip for delivering the pizza?
I think, you know, it was Donato's pizza, so, and Donato's is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You know? But it's also – so I think we left him a good tip, though, you know. It was Donato's. It was expensive, so that means, you know, a little more tip. You always got a tip, you know.
Thank God we were Donato's too, because I was stressing Hungry Howie's real bad. I was like, let's get Howie's.
You know, that could have been a trumpet player.
we should ask Jesse that one. See if he remembers. Yeah.
So you guys, this is you're releasing your second album.
Correct. Yep.
With the first one, how did that? Because it sounds like it was mostly a trio to start off.
Yeah, it was a lot of my songs that I had written in the past with Rush, our songs. And so we, you know, just brought that to the band, and that's how that all started with Jessica Tanya, just him drumming. And this new one, To Color a Fool, is a lot more, you know, band-driven. Everybody has their say in all the songs, and it's very, very much more collaborative. And you can really tell the music, too.
So, well, why don't we hear, listen to a track off of the disc, and we'll talk a little bit more about the show and
okay.
the disc coming
yeah,
up.
Sure.
Right now we got Coyote.
Yeah, which actually Zach sings this one. It's
very cool.
Awesome.
Here's Burning River Ramblers' Coyote off their new disc, To Color a Fool, right now on NeoRocks.
Coyote's our power, his last embrace, his love not lost, but his memory erased. Drank the dark nectar of snake's delight, and all he knew was lost that night. Snake to coyote's deepest desires, leaving unconscious alone by the fire. And coyote awoke, he noticed the loss, looked down at his limbs now covered in moss. Checking ray tree etching, he came to find his mind was a thousand cycles behind. Snake, he cried, trust or me lack, his truth in white heart or deep in with black, and believing in hope has earned me pain. Snake run with my heart and I am to blame. Now I do not even know what I miss, but the hole in my heart is my only kiss. And I said, hey, I don't know where did the love go. I don't know, it comes and it goes. thing that I know. You'll be by my side the whole way. And I don't need another friend, 'cause I've got you till the end. I finally found my rock to hold on to.
Coyote by the Burning River Ramblers here on Neo Rocks off of their new disc, To Color a Fool. And you guys said, you were saying that this disc is a much more collaborative effort.
Correct.
Than the first one. Mm-hmm. Besides the band, did you have outside influences, people working with you on it?
Yeah. So I kind of view the album as a baby. Because we started about 9 months ago. and so we kind of were in the prep phases like in the fall. And I kind of signed on to coordinate some of the stuff. And I brought actually my dad in, who's been in the Cleveland music scene for like 30 years or something like that. And so he had a ton of connections, and so he recommended Suma Studios, which is where Black Keys did Attack and Release. It's where Play That Funky Music, White Boy, Grand Funk Railroad, Alex Bevin. It's you just walk through, and there's iconic albums all over the place.
A lot of history. Yeah.
And really cool vintage everything there. So we went there. We cut the record, the basic tracks, in 3 days. And so my dad was like the executive producer, and then the engineer there was, his name was Paul Hammond. He's the main engineer there. So we had the engineer that all those, you know, awesome albums had. And then then it drug on for months of overdubs and all that. Dave. That's not good enough.
So
that's not
overdubs.
Good enough.
Months of morning sickness and late night cravings.
A lot of hormonal imbalances. But then it finally, towards about June, it started getting finished, and we got some mixes out, and we got it professionally mastered in Nashville with a guy named Jim DeMain, mm-hmm. who, and best mastering house name ever, Yes Master. and he actually started here at Beachwood Studios in Cleveland, mm-hmm. And now he's in Nashville, and he does pretty much every major label artist you can name, from Michael McDonald to every top country artist. Mm-hmm. Managed to fit us in, and so it really had a lot of Cleveland connections from start to finish all the way through.
Very nice. And you guys are releasing it coming up next week.
Yeah.
Tell us about the show.
August 15th. It's at Vosh in Lakewood.
Where in Lakewood is that?
Now, Vosh is it's owned by the same people who own Around the Corner and Georgetown. Georgetown is also a newer restaurant. It's around the corner from Around the Corner.
Yeah.
It's it's on West Clifton and Detroit and Riverside.
Riverside, yeah.
Detroit, right, not West Clifton. So Detroit and Riverside, just down on that side of town. It's a newer venue. They play a lot of Motown, but since we know the owners, we got them to get us in there. It's a very classy venue, so it'll be a classy event, hopefully.
Yeah, real classy affair. Oh, yeah.
So no getting sloppy drunk. Okay.
Well, that's acceptable.
You can pull off both if you're wearing a suit.
Anybody else playing the show with you?
We just decided to do it ourselves. and just, you know, have it focused on, you know, our new stuff. We also have a lot of merch. We have merch for the first time that we're giving out too. So we'll have T-shirts and bumper stickers and regular stickers and posters. We're really excited about that. Yeah. I had to mention that.
So. So where can people go to find out information about that? Really quickly, as we're rattling it off. So
right. You'll be able to go to brramblers.com, and you can also go to reverbnation.com, and, you know, we'll be talking about it on Facebook and Twitter and all that for the next week.
Your social media is going to get blown up pretty bad.
Thanks for the warning.
Don't unlike us, please.
No. 50 notifications. Well, why don't we hear another track off the disc?
Sure. This one's called Where We Were At. With our last album, we had a song called Redwood. It was about my friend who actually committed suicide. He actually went to John Carroll. So we joined up with the SPEA, the Suicide Prevention Education Alliance, to donate every dollar from that song being bought to them. So this album, we're doing the same kind of thing. One of my family members passed away from breast cancer a little bit ago, and so we're donating money for this song to the Elisa B. Smith Memorial Fund for Breast Cancer Research, and that's through the Seaman Cancer Research Center at University Hospital. So that's just something I had to put in there. It's just a good thing that we like to do with each of our albums.
Very nice. Well, here we are with Where We Were At. By the Burning River Ramblers on Neo Rocks.
For a while I could not think it through. For a while I could not think it true. Not a while I'll wait for nothing to change. Not a while can times we had when we were young and the rest. Not yet, not till you were gone. Your days grew thin, our times they passed. I still go back to where we were at.
Sorrows, they go as they please. The strong will. to where we were at.
I still go back
to where we were at.
To where we were at.
The Burning River Ramblers, Where We Were At, off of their new disc, To Color a Fool, which will be released the 15th. What is that? Next Thursday. At Vosh.
Vosh in Lakewood. It's on the west side. It's at 8 p.m.
And an idea of where it is.
It's on the corner of Riverside and Detroit, around the corner. You know,
kind of the prime late night spot or nighttime activities.
Pretty much where everything happens in Lakewood on Saturday night. So you guys have the CD release coming up next week. How are you guys planning? Because I know you guys split time kind of between Cleveland and OU. Mm-hmm. So are you guys planning a release again down there? What else are you planning around the CD?
Yes, there will be an Athens-specific CD release party because we still have a strong contingent of fans and friends that are down there. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in September. We're going to let school start, get the full crowd back in town, and then have a couple bands that are younger and still draw people that are in school. Mm-hmm. It'll be a big party.
And there's no real reason to go down to Athens. We just, yeah, we'll get a show down there.
Yeah. So are you still students? Have all of you graduated? Or
I have a class or two left. still working on that a little bit.
He did walk across the stage, though.
I did the whole ceremony thing.
Sort of the whole public appearance, he's graduated.
Which is funny because I did not walk, but I did get the degree. I was just like, I'm going to...
So between everyone, we kind of have like maybe two college degrees.
2.5, 2.7.
Okay.
that's where music comes into play. We're doing that for a reason, too. That's our love. School is awesome, and you need to do it, but we're all about the music.
All right. And so then, once again, where can people go to find out more information about you guys and what you guys have coming up?
You can go to brramblers.com or Reverb Nation has all our shows on there, Facebook and Twitter. You can go on Bandcamp. I think we're on there, too.
And most of these websites are all linked together. You go to one, links to the other ones are there, especially Facebook.
A solid Google search of Burning River Ramblers.
Which I'm pretty sure if you put in Burning River, we're like the third one to pop up.
We're competing
Burning River Roller Girls.
Roller Girls
are
our biggest competition right now.
So, I didn't ask, but where did the name come from?
It kind of originated obviously from the Cuyahoga River catching on fire a long time ago. I used to play lacrosse, and my team name was the Burning River. And that kind of, I was talking with my friend about that, and we were just kind of debating what could we add on to the Burning River part. And it was Riverboat, we always get confused, like Burning City Gamblers or a whole bunch of different other stuff. But it finally came to Ramblers. And just sounded cool. Now, looking back on it, it's a very long name, and it's a tongue twister, but sometimes that's a good thing. Other times you get called the River Burning City Gamblers.
The River Burning Gamblers.
If we can get people to remember just BRR, it's a victory.
Right. Yeah.
Just the Ramblers works, too.
Well, and in terms of broadcasting, it makes us really concentrate on your name when we're saying it. So
actually, we have a video of Cleveland newscasters, and people have said our name wrong, and there's a montage of that.
Yeah. It's a montage.
It keeps going.
It's pretty funny.
Is this online?
Yeah, it's on our YouTube channel. Yeah.
Okay. Gonna have to find that because that'll be fun. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in. Once again, next Thursday at Vosh in Lakewood, 8 o'clock show. Check it out. And the new disc, To Color a Fool. We've got one last track.
Yes.
Thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
This is Sad Urn.
This is Sad Urn, yes.
S-A-D-E-A-R-N.
There's another weird play on words. People think it's like Saturn, like the planet, but we made it Sad Urn. I guess you'll see why when you listen to it.
It's about a girl who lost her way.
Yes. There you go.
The Burning River Ramblers on Neo Rocks. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.